This is actually a more interesting subject than one might imagine. It sort of sounds disgusting. But you want to talk to us about
the fecal side?
Yeah, I'm going to let Kevin do it because he's so diplomatic.
Well,
and I want everybody to know my brother came through again.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, Lynn is all over this internet.
Lynn found a wonderful
explanation of it.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell them where it came from, and then you can read the information.
Yeah, how did it start?
We were talking to Jane over at the Curious Naturalist.
Jane causes all these problems.
Well, she was over at the Curious Naturalist. That's her shop in Bracken Village. She was talking about, and she sells, the bird feeders and nature items and stuff to bring nature to your yard and all that, all that good stuff. And so she got back from a convention, and she said that she was one of the things that she had picked up, which she really needs to figure out how to sell, was these little cameras that you
can... Bird cams.
Yeah, the bird cams that you can either attach to a birdhouse, and I think it sounds like it's wireless and would go into a laptop or something like that, so you could, or maybe even a TV. Maybe there's a frequency that you could turn on the TV and watch. There should be.
Well, we need to do one here on the porch.
All right.
Well, I'll volunteer to work.
I thought I was going to buy something. Didn't you hear the word, I'll buy?
Mm-hmm.
No?
No.
Well, let's see how much it is. I might do it.
Oh, we'll find out how much it is. All right, anyway.
If I get to you, if I buy it, I'm not.
Oh, that's a good point. Maybe you shouldn't buy it.
What do we need? He'll mount it on his... microphone there, and then you can watch when he picks his nose and things.
Yeah,
I mean, we got Rush Limbaugh, and he's got one of those.
The sports guys do when they're the ESPN and those guys.
Nothing more fascinating than watching radio.
Okay.
If radio was interesting, it'd be television.
Trust me, if I'm in charge of the camera, I will make it interesting.
All right, now, so let me finish the story. So I was asking Jane, I said...
Yeah, his introduction is going to be longer than the story.
I know. I was asking her, I was trying to make a sale here. So if you had, Purple Martin houses, could you attach them? And she said, sure, you could attach to the Purple Martin house. People love those Purple Martins.
Oh, yeah.
And you'd be able to see the young and them being fed and everything. And you'd be able to see them taking out the fecal sacs. And then we all went, fecal sac! And that's where it stopped.
Oh,
that's where the commercial stopped.
I can remember how that got started.
Yeah. So, anyway, so we're going to explain that now.
And it must be a common, Jane mentioned it for Purple Martins, and the article that Lynn found for us talks about robins, and there's also a picture of a fecal sac from a house wren.
I heard the thing that I was reading yesterday just said songbirds.
Uh-huh. Okay, so let's see. For the first couple of days after hatching, parent robins actually eat many of the baby's fecal sacs.
Oh!
Baby robins remain in the nest for about 13 days. Just about every time the nestlings gulp down some food, they poop.
I'm the same way.
Yeah. 13 days times 4 babies times 356 insects and worms on an average day. That's a lot of poop. And they keep their nests clean because these things are like diapers. They put their poop in a bag that is carryable by the parents. Bag is made of thick, strong mucus that a robin can pick up in its sharp beak and carry without puncturing.
Okay, now where does that mucus come from? It come from the baby or the mother?
The baby.
The baby.
Yeah, and it's just like fecal sacs are just like disposable diapers for birds.
Isn't that neat?
Within seconds of feeding, baby robins back up and poop.
Just like Jerry.
Yeah!
This ensures that whichever parent brought the food will still be there to carry the fecal sac away.
Uh-huh. Oh!
And then,
I think you want to quit feeding them, wouldn't you?
And then for the first couple of days after hatching, the robins actually eat many of the fecal sacs, and that's because the baby birds' digestive processes are not very developed at that point, and so they're basically, the food's going in and coming out almost the same as it went in. But after the bacteria kick in and the droppings change, gets digested, then they just take those fecal sacs and drop them away from the nest.
Yeah, you can only eat so many fecal sacs. Yeah. I've had fecal sac every day, sometimes three times a day. I'm sick of it.
Sick of them.
Robins and bluebirds fly 20 to 50 yards away. Grackles always drop fecal sacs over water. So they're the ones that are doing it, that are dropping that into your swimming pool.
Yeah. Well, and the article and that I was reading said that they sometimes, they don't, what he said was they drop them on things that also look like water.
Bird baths they do, too.
Bird baths and tennis courts and anything that's, you know, a big area that's green, blue, brown, something like that.
So have you ever seen one, Kevin? Little has seen them. Real fecal sac.
No, I really haven't. Yeah.
Well, maybe
I've
we
probably
can do
seen
that this
it.
Spring.
I just haven't.
Maybe we can do that this spring.
It. Yeah, we'll get the camera.
Maybe Charles will give some, you know, give have an incentive, a coupon if you bring in fecal sacs.
Oh, I know that'll go over well. How would you get them? You'd have to, like.
Well, if they drop them.
Well, here's some more
to sit there and wait.
Well.
Cool information. Ducklings, grouse, and pheasants, raptors, and some seabirds. Don't make fecal sacs. They just splat it right there.
That is interesting.
Yeah, and we know geese don't. So, Milton, did you tell them where this
website was? No, I can, though.
Did you see that smart comment that my brother made? Read that smart
comment.
Let's
see. Here's what Lynn sent us. It says, what, the educational part?
Yeah, yeah.
I've never heard of this before. What is intermittently educational show you guys have.
See, he couldn't
be smart. Couldn't he just said,
yeah,
thanks for educating me? No, he slips
had
that
to
one.
Be smart.
Annenbergmedia.org, I guess.
Yeah, it's, you know what, if you really do want to know where this is, email me at milbergerradio@yahoo.com and I'll send you the link, but it's long.
It's a long link.
A-N-N, and actually it's an HTTP. annenbergmedia.org.
Annenberg Media.
Oh, Annenberg. Okay, what is Annenberg?
Annenberg is an educational organization.
Oh, okay. Annenbergmedia.org.
.org.
/ north, / TM, / spring, / fecal sacs.
Oh, forget it.
Just send me. If you want it, send me an email at
milbergerradio@yahoo.com,
and I'll send you the link. I'm sure there's much more on here.
I'm not going to put a link to it.
What is this? What is Annenberg Media?
I just took it for granted as an organizational.
You do it next week, Milton.
Because they even have suggestions to discussion for teachers and journaling.
Mm-hmm. Teachers could listen to us.
Yeah, be a poop counter. See, Jane was talking about this with her owl puke.
You what?
Owl.
All right.
We have owl puke. That's on Saturday.
That guy's got one in his hand. They got a picture
what?
Of a guy that's got one in his hand.
With a next to a nickel.
You know, it can't take them. I mean, you wouldn't have to wait long, Milton, is every time they feed those little birds, they poop. So all you have to do is stand there about an hour. Sooner or later, they're coming out of there with
poop. I'm going to get the camera.
Okay.
Just get the camera and
see how much the camera costs.
All right, we'll find out from Jane.
I may buy one.
All right.
Y'all can get that meat for me for my birthday.
When's your birthday?
February 4th.
It seems like he has a birthday like every 2 months.
Oh, it does seem like it.
Did
we just celebrate his birthday?
I've been born several times.
February 4th?
February 4th. Y'all can give me the camera for my birthday.
All right, I'll see. Maybe.